in the winter months, I made up my mind, or I thought I made up my mind, I'd just give it a break for the year and do a bit about London and play a bit of ball about London. But it's just that allure, Championship football, on days like today. And it just got me back. John Joe was chatting to me, and Kevin was chatting to me, and I just couldn't resist the temptation now.
And that was really the only real, it was the main reason, certainly, you came back to Donegal was to play football.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it wasn't not as if there was work here now, but it's just the fact that, like, I'm 26 now, I have maybe 2 or 3 years left playing at my prime, like, and if Donegal did do anything or progress to any level, then I'd always be kicking myself. And the fact too that the club are putting in a big push, and it's just the same thing regards with the club, if they got to that, I don't think it would break my heart to watch them do well.
How have you found being back in the Donegal camp this last 6 weeks? Have you found it hard to sort of adapt to being back at inter-county level, having sort of missed out for the last few months?
Yeah, definitely. That it's just the fact that, like, I know that I was training away with London and doing a wee bit of Chacall and Gales, but like, no offence to the boys with the golfs, massively. And it's just the first week I went back, it was just straight into the dogging. And in fairness, I did struggle, but I put it in, and I've been putting it in this last few weeks, like, and I'm just maybe not up to where I want to be yet, but I'm just 90% around there, so I'm happy enough where I'm at now. Like.
And coming up now against Down, you played against them here 4 years ago. It was a very tight affair, and I suppose next Sunday will be no different.
Ah, definitely not. Like, Down are going into this game as favourites, and rightfully so. And I think people are kind of considering them All Ireland dark horses for All Ireland, and it's going to be tight. Definitely, I remember back in 2006, it was extremely tight, and I think there was only a few points in it. So there'll be nothing different this weekend. So,
and are Donegal in a good place this year at this stage compared to where they were last year, where they were red hot favourites coming in against Antrim? They're maybe coming in now a wee bit under the radar, and maybe a lot of people expecting Down to come here and beat you.
Yeah, well, like, if you go down through the Donegal performances through the years, all the good ones have come with the fact that, like, we've their back to the wall. And, like, when we played Antrim, it was, we had one eye on the Ulster final, and the fact that we had a Cavan in the following round, and just get over Antrim, get over a poor Cavan team, and you're in the Ulster final. And this year now, we're in a good enough spot that we're going in as underdogs. We're coming off the back of a bad result against Armagh, and just hopefully now we can pull off a shock.
And tell me, in the Donegal camp at the minute, is there a long-term focus or a long-term goal, you know, in terms of, you know, targeting an Ulster title? I mean, obviously it would be great to go and win Ulster, but is that something that the squad have spoken about? Or,
yeah, well, the way it is, like, if there wasn't a target like that there, I'd still be over in London, and I wouldn't be too worried about what the boys are getting on or how they're getting on. But I think everybody believes, all the players do believe, that we're capable of big things. And it's just, like, it's regards that we do have the belief to get to that Ulster final.